This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Say what you want about coal energy, but mine safety has improved over the generations. Government inspectors can shut down unsafe mines, and miners can report safety risks anonymously. But that right to be anonymous is now being tested in court. As Scott Tong of Marketplace's Sustainability Desk reports, the case centers on a controversial speech by a mining boss that was secretly recorded.
We're going to break a cardinal rule of radio here and play bad quality sound because of who's talking. This is Bob Murray, CEO of America's largest underground coal company, Murray Energy, that employs 6,000 people. In this secretly taped company meeting from 2014, he warned employees in Marshall County, West Virginia, quote, "If you want to fight, I'll go on to a better coal mine and we'll close this one," end quote. The issue is complaints about mine safety. Murray said miners made too many bogus complaints, triggering costly inspections. In the future, he said, if miners raise safety issues with government inspectors, they also, quote, need to report it to management. This audio is part of a federal lawsuit. The miners argue that they have a right to speak anonymously to government inspectors and that the boss's speech violated that right. The miners complained to the Labor Department, which sued the company. A lawyer for Murray Energy, Margaret Lopez, argued in this courtroom recording that CEO Bob Murray did not intend to violate miners' rights to contact the Mine Safety and Health Administration, or MSHA.
The purpose of the presentation was not to scold miners for calling MSHA, but rather to remind miners of their important role under the Mine Act and keeping management informed of safety issues.
The miners' protections go back to a 1969 mine safety law
that was enacted after a terrible mine disaster killed 70-some coal miners.
Law professor Patrick McGinley at West Virginia University says the disaster followed decades of mine tragedies
and the deaths of literally of thousands of coal miners in mine accidents that could have been prevented.
Attorneys and miners describe an industry culture of retaliation against miners who complain about safety issues. Gary Bentley is a former Murray miner.
There have been miners in my hometown who have brought safety issues to the company and have actually been fired. But more common than that is you're given the worst job there is.
Bentley is not a party to this case. We asked Murray Energy for a response and didn't get one. A ruling should come later this year. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.